actually up to the middle of subsection 13 in Hilchos Netilos Yadayim Kuf Samach Beis, 162 chapter. We're in the middle of chapter Yud Gimel. But first I want to correct something that I said yesterday. I made a mistake. We were talking about in the end of chapter Yud Aleph, I mean subsection Yud Aleph 11, we talked about when several people wash their hands together, there is no tumah over there because it's considered like one hand. And we wondered what would be, did you still need more than a revis? And we looked back in chapter Kuf Samach over there in verse 17, Yud Zayin in subsection 17. So over there, it actually clearly states, I made a mistake yesterday, it clearly states that only for two people would one revis suffice. Once you get more than two people, four people, you need a half a lug, and then you need a lug for more people, but you cannot wash more than two people from one revis. That's the halacha. I said yesterday differently, but that's why it's very clear in Sif Yud Aleph, it's very clear that that you only consider them as one hand for the purposes that they don't metame, they don't defile one another. It's considered, and that would be even for four or five people, but it will, you would need more than revis for that. And now we'll continue in the middle of Sif Yud Gimel. We got stuck a little bit over there, but I think that we can go on and figure this out. We were talking about the halacha that the tumah of the water only become. Thank you. We're discussing over here in Sif Yud Gimel that only the water on your hand is tummy. The water on your hand is tummy. If it touches your hand, but if the water is on something else, not on your hand, then that water, if it's not water that comes from the hand, but just because your hand touches water that is elsewhere, that doesn't become tummy. He gives the example. So now what we're talking about over here, another example. So we talked about several examples. So he says that even if a person at the time that he's washing his hands touches with his tamedik hands water that is on a keli, that's on a keli, or that's in a keli, it's either on top or inside the keli, it doesn't matter whether you didn't even wash it the first time, you didn't wash it the second time, they don't become, that water does not become tummy from your hands. So the water that's not on your hand, the moisture is not on your hand, if it's on the handle, soon we'll see, it has a lot to do about when you use a wash cup. We'll see what happens with the water from your hand on the wash cup. Do they metame or not? We'll see in a minute. That's going to be the next example. But before we go there, let's learn this next halacha that we got stuck yesterday. So he says, therefore, if you have a keli shenikav b'shulav, you have a vessel that has a hole on the bottom. So what do? V'tocha be'barzel. So you stick in there a kind of a faucet. The way the faucet works is it's a plug, but you push up the plug, you get water out. Right? That's the way it works. V'dochei goyse l'maylo. So you push it up on top. So the water v'yaitzim amayim al yodei. Then the water comes out on your hand. The way it works is, if you push it up with your right hand, then you're going to get the water on your left hand, right? And then if you push it with your left hand, you're going to get your water on your right hand. So, now, when you put in the plug, the plug, or the barza, is moist with water, because you plug it in there. It's not the 100% seal, or it's gotten it's moisture. So what happens? So now that he wants to wash his, let's say his right hand, let's say. So he's going to touch it with his unclean left hand, right? Because he's going to push it. He wants to push it up so he can wash his right hand. So he touches it with his unclean hand in order to push up the barz. And there is water over there. So he says, those water did not become tummy. It's not tummy, those water. And therefore, later on, so now that you're pushing it, we don't care. Let's say the water did become tummy, didn't become tummy. You're getting clean water on your hand. But because we say that plug, the bars that did not become, the water did not become tummy from your hands, so you can go ahead and push it now with your second hand. Now the right hand that you already washed, you can go ahead with that hand and push it. That was washed first. Now you're going to wash the second hand how? By pushing the plug, that lever, the barzo, with your first hand. Okay, so how was his first hand washed? He can go ahead. Even though that hand, so before, how was this hand washed? This hand that he's going to touch now, that was washed by the pushing of the plug with his first hand. He calls that the first hand, which means the first hand that is pushing, that wasn't washed at all. That's how the water came to his right hand. From his left hand, it came to his right hand by pushing it with his left hand, and now there was moisture over there, and now he's pushing with his right hand to get the water onto his left hand. Doesn't matter. So again, he can go ahead and push the barza with his second hand that was washed in the beginning. How was that hand washed in the beginning? Through pushing of the barzel. Now he calls it Yod Rishoyna, meaning the first hand that he pushed with the plug, which wasn't washed at all. That's how the right hand was washed. And now he's using that same hand and he's touching the water on the plug. That's going to be okay. Why? Because the water on the plug, on the barza, is not tummy. The water doesn't get tummy. Okay, so now, but he says the way to do it is only in a way that you won't have to do your hands twice. Which means, we learned before, if you pour less than the ravis, you got to do it twice. Or minimally, you got to do it one pour that has the amount of two in order to wash, not to have to use second waters. So he says the way to do it is not to have second waters over there. That's the way to do it. That only in a case you don't need second water, provide, because right now we're talking, you're going to do it alternately, which means you wash in one hand, and now you're pushing the plug up again to wash the other hand. So you wash the right hand, and the next you're going to be washing your left hand. So he says, in that case, you want to make sure that your hands don't need a second washing, which means that in each one of those pores, your right and left hand, they got a whole revius on them. Because if you're going to get less than a revius, you're going to run into a problem the second time around. Why? Because the second time, once you have the first waters on your hand, if that means that water in your hand is tummy, now that water is going on to the barza. So when you're going to push it with the second time around, you're going to push with your left hand and you're going to touch the barza, you're going to get some of your water from your tummy water, which is on your hand, you're going to get that onto the barza. And once you get that onto the barza, and then you're going to push with the other hand. The other hand is now going to be touching tomatic water, because that comes from the other hand now. It's on the barzo. Although, what I don't understand in essence, if the barza is wet, inevitably, I'm just asking it, inevitably, so let's say when he pushes with the left hand the barza to wash his right hand, right? And the barza is wet. Inevitably, that moisture is moisturizing his hand as well. Now, that water that is moisturizing his hand is becoming tameh from his hand. Now his hand is not being metameh the water over there, elsewhere, but it's metameh in his hand. And now you have the tameh water from your hand going back to the barza, even if it's the first time around, right? So he said, so let's say, so the first time around, if it's moist, and you're pushing it, so he's saying that the water on the barza does not become tameh because it's not on your hand. But it comes from the barza to your hand, and from your hand back to the barza. Maybe there's not so much water over there. Maybe we don't say that. I have to see why.
And is it wet from someone having used it just
before? No, because it's a plug. That the water there, it's moist. Doesn't seal it 100%, or it's because it was near the water. So it's been wet. So let's see what it says. You need to pour on each one a reviz at once. Or one pour, which is be enough like for two. So you don't require second pour. Or the other way to do it is not to do it alternate. Because if you do the first and the second one on this hand, so now, and then, so he plugs, so you use the left hand to pour once, you push the barza up once to get one pour, you put the barza up again with your left hand to get a second pour on your right hand. And then, so now, that water that is on your hand the second time is already clean water, the rinse off water. So therefore, when you push then, with your right hand, you're not going to make your tummy because the water is clean already. Then you're going to put it on the other hand. Why? Because if you're going to go first and put the first ones on the right one, and then alzu, and then on the left one, and then the second ones on both, you'll put one, one, and then a second one, two, two. Nimtzenegebe barzel biyodei lecha. So he's touching the plug, the barza, with a moist hand from the first tamadika water. The left hand is touching it. So there is tamad water that pasted itself up to the barza. And then when you go back and you push it with your other hand, then it becomes tamad from the tamadika water that was connected, so the right hand gets now tamadika water on it. So on the right hand, so now you can't. So now it's so mitzaruch l'nagba. And once you get tamadika water on it, rishonim, then it doesn't even help anything. Then you need to actually wipe it up and make it start over anew, as we learned earlier. So the question really is again. Question again I have, so how come in the beginning if there is just moisture, but I guess that's what it means, because if the moisture, if the tomei doesn't come because of the washing of the hand, which has netilas yadayim, then even though it's touching the other thing, it's going back and forth, it's not metame it. Because otherwise, anytime your hand touched it would be metame. So the logic is, the idea is, that it's only if you're washing your hand, that thing, which has until sedaim, that water will become tummy. But if you're just touching the barza that is moisture by itself, and even though it touches your tummy, the hand, and then it touches back, that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. The only time it counts is when you're washing your hand, and then that water becomes tummy. And that water will connect to the barza. And then you will touch it with your other hand, then your hands will become tummy, and you'll need nigel. So now let's talk about a kvart. Kvart means a wash cup in Yiddish. Okay, it comes probably from the word quart, a kvart. I don't know, maybe it has a quart of water in it, but no, it's called a kvart in Yiddish. So a washcloth. So what does it happen? So he says, "V'chein yizor b'keli she'ein lo elo yizan echad." A vessel that only has one, calls it an ear, but it has one handle. Calls the handle, he calls it an ear, an oizen. So if it only has, you know, in school you were bad. The teacher, with my days, they would pull you by the oizen, by the ear. So if it only has one handle. So she'im yechazenu b'yoda leicha mimayim tmeim. So that if you're going to hold it with a handle that with a hand that is moist from mayim tmeim, lo yechazenu b'yoda hashniya. He should not hold it. Then don't hold it in the other hand. So in other words, if you poured once, right? You poured once from the left hand and the right hand, let's say, right? So now the right hand has Mayim Tmeim, the Mayim Rishonim Tmeim, okay? So he says, now, if you're going to hold it with your hand, so your right hand gives Mayim Tmeim onto it, don't hold it with your, don't hold it now with your, okay, so you're going to hold with your right hand, Mayim Tmeim, you're going to wash your left hand. Now when you take it back with your left hand, okay, you can't, he says, don't take it with your left hand now. Don't take it now with your left hand to wash your right hand. Why? Because it has Mayim Tmeim on it from the first waters that are on the, on the right hand. Of course, we're talking about that there's no revise over there. Not, so the water on the handle is now tummy. So if you washed your right hand once, and you're holding onto the handle, so now the water on the oizen, on the handle, is tummy. So he says, don't hold it with your left hand now, because you can hold it with your left hand, you're going to be touching tummy water from the handle. But if the handle was wet with clean waters, so let's say you wash two times, the water is clean, you put a revise on it, then you touch the handle, then you can get avo pishenogu b'hem yodim tmeis. So even if hands that were tummy touched them, like somebody, you washed them up regularly, somebody touched them, tmeis. So now they were touched by yodim tmeis. But we said before, we know that doesn't make that, if that water is clean, by touching it, you don't make it tummy. Just like by the barza, just like by, we don't make it, like mloy chofnov, that doesn't make it tummy. Only makes it tummy when you're washing your hands. So there's no problem to touch it, so it doesn't have to be dry. So that's why. So number one, that's precisely the reason that we wash two times. So when we wash, so technically we wash with a towel, because we don't want to touch it at all. We wash always with a towel. We don't hold on. But technically, if you wash your hands two times or three times the way we do it, so even if you're going to touch the handle, right? You're not going to touch the handle. And even though, so the water is tired, so there's no problem, even though you only have one handle, to give it to your left hand again, and your left hand is going to touch that water, your left hand is not going to have tummy. That's considered, that's the mayim tohirim. That's why you say, even while you're washing. So that wouldn't make a problem. There wouldn't be a problem. So, perhaps, I mean, I didn't see it clearly, I don't remember seeing clearly, that the Alter Rebbe writes why we wash it consecutively. Maybe we don't really, technically, it has nothing to do, we just need first and second waters, but for practical reasons, so not to make a mistake, it's easier to wash, first of all, it's practical, instead of passing the cup back and forth, it's just easier to do one, two, three. Not that it matters, you can do it alternately. But also because of this reason over here, that you don't want to get the handle moist. In this case, it wouldn't matter. But if you did it 1-1 and there wasn't a revise over there, so then you would be giving it moist water from the hand, and then you would have a problem. But like I said, we do with a towel, and therefore you don't touch the moist water at all.
Is that only in the morning or all the time?
What?
Do you do that only in the morning or every time for...
No, no, we're talking about for washing now, for bread. Just for bread, we're talking about. So he says in the parenthesis, we're almost done with the simon over here. No, a couple more. Let's see if we can finish up. Vafilu mayim shal gabe yadayim tmeis. Even water that is on hands that are not clean. So a person didn't wash, his hands are tummy, and he has hands with that are not they're not clean. So, you know, there's water on his hands. Einam istamin elu b'shas nitlos nachila. They only become tummy when you're washing your hands for eating. Doesn't matter, you know, I mean, because otherwise, it would seem also all these other cases, it would still be tamei, because the, like I said, the water is still touching your hand, and then you're touching the back, the barza, you're touching back the oizen, so that wouldn't help. So he's saying, they don't become tamei only when you wash them for eating. But if your hands are moist with water, not in the time that you wash them for eating, so you hadn't washed for bread, but you have moist hand. And then somebody who has cleaned his hand for eating, somebody washed for eating, and somebody touches you with moist hands, Yodav Tahiris, his hands are clean. The only time that somebody will make you unclean is if he's washing his hands, and that water that is washing becomes unclean. That's the only time it will happen. So why did we have an issue before when you're to be meshafshef your hands one with the other that you have tummy? Because at that time you're trying to clean your hands. So then it'll be an issue. That what do we have before about touching your hands when you wash them? Somebody else who didn't wash his hands, because the problem is with your hands when you're trying to wash them for netilas yadayim, then it'll be a problem touching somebody else's hand whose tummy would make your water tummy on your hand. But somebody else is just like that, not washing, and his hand is just moist, it wasn't washing, and you're not washing, and you're just, the hands are clean, then it wouldn't apply. Okay, so now we'll do subsection 14, yeah?
Washing the hands before praying.
That's separate halacha.
Halachas,
yeah, so it's separate. Over there, you don't need netilas yadayim. You don't make a bracha either over there. Okay, we actually learned that before, but that's a separate halacha. Okay, so let's do now like this. So section Yudal. Kshesheifich mayim rishonim al yodov, when you pour the first time the waters on your hand, tzorich lizoyer shelo yishoyer al yodov tzorir erkisim eshum dover achar. You must be careful that on your hand shall not remain not a pebble, not a splinter, and no other thing. Because the second waters can only clean, they can only clean water that's on your hand. Not the water that have left the hand and they are on top of the pebble or some other thing. So if your second water can't rinse off the waters that is stationed on something else, a particle that's on your hand, they go back and they would be metame the hand that touches them, because those water are not cleaned. So any water that is on anything else on your hand, so your hand must be totally clean. This is one of the challenges we learned before also. One of the challenges, people that work, you know, with their hands, the hands get colored, or especially workers, you know, to make sure the hands are clean without any chatzitza. We learned that earlier. But here we're talking about not having the second water. The first waters must have it cleaned off, even though it's not a chatzitza, but you don't want to have any particles, because the water, those particles would become tamei, and they don't become clean to the second water, and they would be metame the hands once they go back. So, even talking about snow or hail or other matters that are, they're created from water, they're made out of water, still, since it's not been melted down. It's not grated, crushed. It's and it's no fit for, you can't wash it. You can't use that to wash your hands with. It's not liquid. So then the second waters will not clean the water that's on your hand. If, on the other hand, he pours a full revis of water on his hand, you'd have to be careful with that. Why? Because there's only clean water over there. One revis clears off everything, so there's no maim tmeim over there, and therefore it's not going to come back, and therefore everything is clean. And it's also talking about, it does not provide a chatzitza, otherwise it would be other problem. It does not provide a chatzitza. Chatzitza means an interruption, because if it's a chatzitza, then the water has to come to every part of your hand. That's another problem. But here it's not a chatzitza, but worried about the water staying on top of it. Subsection 15. Okay, this is a question that we have. A person has a bandage. He has something on his hand. You know, what do you do? Mishi yeshloi maka biyode. You have a wound on your hand. And he has a bandage on it. He can't remove it because of the pain of the wound. Sufficient to wash the other part of the hand, not where the wound is. This would not be constitute washing it halfway. You can't take the second part off, so it's not considered washing a half a hand. Why? It's similar. Similar to one, God forbid, who lost a finger. So you're not going to say he's not washing his full hand. You take the rest of the hand, whatever you can. In this case, that's removed because it's a wound. It doesn't count. You've got to be careful. That the water should not reach the bandage or the cover. So they should not go back and be metame the yad, the hand. Because what happens is that you're going to have, maybe the first water is going to go down a little further, and then because you're trying to just wash one hand, and then you're trying to go the other side. So therefore, Mishikosha Lizoyer Shigia Maimadariti, it's very difficult to make sure that it goes only up to the bandage. It's almost like saying, putting it up to the wrist before, we said before that you raise your hands. So then you pour a revis at once in the whole hand. Then the water does not become tamei bichlal because you have a whole revis. So again, you're putting a revis over the whole hand with the bandage. You put it on the whole thing, then it's you cover everything. But that will only apply. It's talking about a bandage which you're certainly going to remove, but you can't remove it now because of the pain. That's why it doesn't become secondary to the hand. Because if he could have removed it when he wanted to, like when he wants to remove it, he could remove it, then he needed to remove it. It would be in a chatzitza, it's not part of his hand. Had it been secondary to the hand, then it was not considered a chatzitza, then you can leave it there. But it is a chatzitza, because it's he's going to remove it. And that's why you have to be careful. You have to wash your revis, and you can't wash up to that. But sometimes you have things that are not chassis because they're so minute that you never care about removing it forever. It's just a small something. They become secondary to the hand. We don't have to worry about the water that's on them, that they're going to go back. Because the second waters will clean the water that is upon them with the regular water like the hand itself. So because that bandage becomes part of your hand, so it makes really no difference. The only time it makes a difference is when you're going to go remove it. So since you're going to go to remove it, so that's not considered part of the hand. And therefore, that doesn't get cleaned. So therefore, you can't wash it. But this is talking about a situation where you're not allowed to, where you can't, where you're allowed to get it wet. Sometimes you have a problem that you can't get it wet at all. In this case, okay, finally, subsection 16. Mayim rishonim, dahayinu mayim shlifnei hamozen, noitlim bein agabe kelim bein agabe karka. The first waters, which means before the meal, you can wash, and the water you can put on top of other dishes or on the floor, doesn't matter. Shein ruach rosha aleim k'moy al acharim shlach hamozen. There's no bad spirit resting on that water as it does on the after the last water, the for benching, you use the mayim achronim, that after the food. Over there, we'll learn in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Beis, that you can't just put it on other things, gabe kelim. So he says, v'im noga b'sheifkim shal gabe karka, oy b'kli, if you touch the poured water that's on the ground or in the vessel, if you didn't take a reviz at once, nit muyodov, you had to become unclean because you're touching unclean water. Even though you have a second water there as well, because the second water only cleaned the water that's in his hand, but not on the what's on the ground or in the vessel. Even if the second one would be more than the first ones, even if they're reviz. So they don't clean the second water, so there's still tumadika water. There is still tumadika water from the first one that touched, that went into that bucket, and if you touched it, your hand became tumad. So a person who's holding on like a small dish, let's say you're using a plate, right? And you're putting it into a pot. You try to take it into a pot, and you're holding with your hand svasa keli, and that edge of that keli is moist from maim tmeim, from tomedika water, from the shevchim. Afa pisha hidbul mokem achizose b'mei reviz, kishoshov mekli hagodl, even though that he immerses the place that he's holding on. In this case, let's say he wants to use that water, so he put the water that he washed until Siddhaim in a bucket, and he wants to use that to water the flower. So he puts in a small thing, he holds it at the edge, and he immerses that place where he's holding in a reviz water. It didn't help anything, because the tamadika water, that is any amount of tamadika water, basically I think what he's saying over here is, that it doesn't become nullified by majority, say, because you have a lot of others, doesn't help. It's still going to become tummy. If you have tummy-dick water, it's all tummy. And if a person will touch them, he will become tummy. I guess from tummy-dick water, he will become tummy. Yes.